Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the. The Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week, we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your Avon business to the next level. If you haven't done so already, I'm going to ask you to please like us on Facebook. And to like us on Facebook and to invite members of your team, whether it's your upline or your downline or people who you think may be interested in becoming an Avon representative. They are always welcome to be a part of the show. And if you've been invited to listen to the show, I'm going to, after the end of the show, if you like what you've heard, go back to the person who invited you to this broadcast, and hopefully you will sign up. Okay, so today we are going to talk about Easter. We're going to have snow coming in tomorrow. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's just, right, Galen?
Yes, unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I got this cold. Can't shake it. It is about to drive me crazy. And I don't know. This weather, one day is like, it's almost like beach weather, and the next day is blizzard weather. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Oh, are you ready for Easter?
I'm as ready can be. I mean, last time I knew, we were like starting the new year, and Valentine's Day this year,
Oh, boy. Yeah, so, a lot of times, we think of Easter as a gift-giving time just for kids, but it's also for adults, too. I like getting presents for Easter, so we can make Easter baskets for, people, our loved ones, whether... if you have a teenage daughter, if your cousin has a teenage daughter, they can certainly make an Easter basket for her. And
that's so true.
Or somebody, I guess they still do it. When I was little, I used to go to Sunday school, and Avon would be a perfect gift to give to a Sunday school teacher. So that's something, that's another person you can talk to people in your church, and ask them, are you giving anybody in the church gifts, or your Easter gifts, so that's a great way. And I tell you, Galen, when you look into what's new, and just for Easter, just for Mother's Day, they have all those perfumes that almost give away prices.
Unbelievable. I agree.
Yeah. The staple ones like, the Mari and, all those ones that, the big seller. Even if you buy them and don't sell them all out for Easter, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
That's right.
And, and I tell you, I'm going to find, like I mentioned, I think, at another show that we had, I am definitely going to seek out a barbershop where I can go and bring some baskets and make some quick money.
That's a great. I took that you up on that the last time for Christmas. Even that was a great idea. A great idea.
And and if you at your job, you should talk to your coworkers about, but especially if your job is hectic and you have time to go out and shop, you may want to talk to your coworkers about, let them know if you have a gift basket service that you can make gift baskets and have it there the Friday before Easter is Good Friday. You can bring it in, and long as they, give you the deposit half, and you'll bring the items, the gift baskets there for their loved ones. So
no, I love
really
the fact that the gift basket idea is so great because it's so personable. And, you know, the fact that someone made it and it wasn't something that they just went out to the store and bought, you'd be surprised, you know, like if they, especially if they're going over a relative's house for Easter dinner, you know, and it's a nice little gift. It's not going to cost them a lot. And, you know, instead of bringing wine or something that they're not sure that somebody wants, a nice little gift basket, it's really nice. Buy something for the bathroom, or, you know, or you can really dress up little nice things that people will just say, just to say thank you to someone that they might Absolutely.
See during Easter.
And I'll tell you, I am, you know, I said it a million times, there's no shame in my game. I am the dollar store queen. Let me tell you.
And I love it. you definitely know that. I don't know how you find the bargains, but they look like $1 million, and you got it from the dollar store. That is amazing.
That's exactly right. And they have the little the Easter grass, you know, that little plastic little green stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
They got bags of that. And they have the, what you call it, the bags of the, those little Easter, what do you call it, Easter gum? What about the Easter candy? The candy looks like licorice.
The one that looks like bunny?
Candy, like a little egg. No, I was talking about the one that looked like eggs, like jelly beans.
Oh, jelly beans.
Yeah.
Jelly beans.
Yeah, you know, you take that and you can line, you know, line a little basket with some little jelly beans and put a little perfume in there. And like you said, get one of those Easter egg thing. It's been $3,
right.
And then, boom, you got something nice. Yeah. Very, very nice. It's all in the presentation, not what you spend.
That's
right. Absolutely. One of the things I also wanted to talk about was, I lost my train of thought. Something that came up in my mind. Anyway, let's move on to the concert. I was so excited. I was supposed to go, and I woke up, and I didn't feel well. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that if you don't feel well, rest. And I woke up.
Sure.
I think I woke up at 7:30 because I was going to drive. No, 7.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up at 7 because I was going to drive to 205th Street, take the train
mm-hmm.
down to 34th Street and walk over.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
said, you know what? No, I'm going to be exposed too much to the elements. And I don't feel well. Let me go to bed. Yeah, so that's just what I did.
I think that was a good. You know, with this weather and how everybody's getting sick, that is the best thing to do because other people go out, they're sick and they're coughing and sneezing and you're touching knobs and touching everything. And I'm telling you something, you could get sick. I believe that even
absolutely.
Worse than what you were. So yeah,
right.
But
absolutely.
It was really, 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 really good. I like where they started. The first thing they did was they showed a video. That was the very, very, very first thing they did. And the video was a person named J-A-Y Shetty, S-H-E-T-T-Y. You could find her on YouTube. I'm sure if you're on Facebook, everybody's seen he has his posts out there. But J-A-Y Shetty, and the name of the YouTube video was Everyone Needs to Hear This, Everyone Needs to Hear This. And what it was talking about is life and how we go to a job, like we go to a job in a car that we've taken and are paying money on, then to go home to a home that we're paying, you know, rent and or we're paying a mortgage on, to go back to a job to get that money to make sure we can pay for those other things. And that people end up going in that cycle and they don't get to enjoy their life. They don't get to enjoy what's around them. And that,
wow.
you know, being your own boss is a way to, you know, they weren't saying that jobs are not good, if you have, not bad, but that, you know, there's other things in life than just going to a job and coming home, you know, and it's to enjoy life. And they said the definition of boss, because, you know, they did the hashtag Avon Beauty Boss. The definition of boss is B, and this is the key throughout the whole meeting, belief. You have to to have belief. You have to have a strong belief, because there's so many people out there that say, you know, Avon or direct sales or network marketing, and it's not worth it. I never made any money. Nothing happened. But how strong was their belief? How long did they stay with it? How long did they follow their upline or listen to their upline? How much did they pay to get involved in the system? How much did they take to try and make it work? So you have to say that belief is, they would, throughout this whole few hours that I was there, from 9 until I think it ended at about 1, they were talking mainly about different structures of belief. And that's what the B in boss means. The O in boss means outreach. How often do you go out there and talk to people? How often do you go out there and if you need help, ask for help? Avon has all this great things in their back office and training and many, many ways that can help you to have your business work for you. And you always say, you got to work your business. So if you don't work your business is not going to work for you. So that's outreach. The S in boss is for sell. Because we are always selling. People say, oh, I don't like to sell. You are selling when you ask your child to take and put out the garbage, and you ask it and they put out the garbage, or you say, listen, put out the garbage and I'll give you something, or put out the garbage, or, you know, can you do this for me? You're selling all the time to your children. You're selling. When you got your job, you sold yourself to your boss to say that, to hire you. So selling is just another way that we have to look at it. And don't be and not make it look to people like we're trying to sell to them. And one of the biggest things they said is that we're here to help people help people with a solution to something that they need help with. And we're out there to change people's lives. And if you go with that attitude, selling is not really selling. It's helping people. You know? So and they also mentioned that in uncertain times, and we do believe these are uncertain times with a lot of things going on, for certainty. They look for certainty, and if you are the person that can bring them certainty, that shows them something, listen, I can help you with this. You're looking for that. I can help you with that. Then they will take and become your customer or join your team. And then the last thing was S in boss is for support. You get support. I mean, I don't know any company, you know, they're saying, so many people say, oh, I can't believe that. It's Avon. My grandmother used to do Avon. That's true. But think about this. This company's been around over 130 years. They have to be doing something right. And that for 130 years, this is the new Avon. We're getting into the 21st century. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. It's Avon is all over the place. The idea is there are so many people that love the product, but they don't know if they're the representative because we don't tell people we sell it. So, you know, they brought up some people that were making $100,000 with Avon. Mm. They brought them up to speak to tell them what they're doing. And every one of them said when they quit their job, they knew they had to make this work because this is the only thing they wanted to do. So they actually planned it like a business. So how big is your belief that this can work as a business? You know, that was also, and they said life is millions and millions of moments put together. That's what life is. So every single one of these moments, what are you doing to make work for you? And imagination, determination with grit and momentum is what's going to get you to the next level. And I believe I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm looking when we get cut off, and I don't know why, because I feel like I took the show for 45 minutes. So keep going. Until we get cut off. Go ahead.
Okay, so those were the main things that they said. And energy. Everything is an exchange of energy. And if you exchange energy and you focus, that means, and this is our thing. They made everybody promise. Everyone had to have a calendar. And on their calendar, they write down how many people they talk to. They said an average of 5 people a day. You write down you talk to 5 people a day. You follow up with those
those people, but you put it on a calendar. So you say, what are you going to do? Because time is valuable to everybody. But if you have it on a calendar and you plan it on that calendar in between all the things that you have to do, it's not that stressful. And it should be fun. That's the other thing they said. This should not be a struggle. It shouldn't be hard. You should be, your intention every time you meet someone is to bring in good people that are going to help you, that love Avon. That should be your intention. So I like that idea. And if you have that as your attitude and your intention every time you talk about your Avon business, you're going to attract, because energy goes where energy flows, you will attract the people that are going to want to go in your business and the people that want to be your customers. And those that don't get nasty and mean and whatever. Just say, okay, thank you so much, and let them go, because they weren't meant to be a part of you if they don't want to be. Basically, it was very well done.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, Gillian. And I don't know why this thing is going to cut off, but for those people that you have not done so already, place your order. This is your order taking week. Gillian, thank you so much. And next week, next week is me, and the following week is you doing the skincare. Everyone have a wonderful week. Gillian, make it happen. I know you will. And good night, everyone. Thanks, Gillian.
Good night.
Good night.